Today's Warm 101.3, where today is the culmination of, you ready?
Love Week.
It's Valentine's Day, and we have a nice little contest we have going on where we ask people to send in how they met their Valentine, and we posted a bunch of stories up on our Warm 101.3 Facebook page, and whoever got the most likes was going to win a wonderful dinner over for two at the Erie Lodge and a nice stay at the Del Monte, or dinner at the Erie Grill and a nice stay at the Del Monte Lodge. And we have the Can-Am Connection, got 147 likes. Hi, I'm Deb, my husband Clay, and I met the summer before 7th grade when we were just 12 years old. Our families were camping across the road from each other at the Darien Lake Campgrounds. It was a love-at-first-sight moment. And the friend my parents allowed me to bring with us, and I instantly decided that we needed to head over to the campsite of the two very cute boys, Clay and his younger brother, to say hello. I love this part. So I hid my Swatch watch behind my back and casually asked them for the time. It worked. That summer of love week, Clay and I rode all the rides together. He won countless prizes for me at the bowling game. We even created a design that we wished we could have had airbrushed on a t-shirt at the amusement park. Our two names in front of interlocking hearts. They're 12 years old. I just want to point that out.
I love that so much, though. I love it.
At the end of the week, we exchanged addresses and landline numbers and vowed to keep in touch. And we did. We wrote several letters to each other and scheduled calls that were closely monitored by our parents. While I was born and raised in Rochester, Clay was born and raised in Canada. Those days in the mid-80s, long-distance calls were pricey, but international long-distance calls could get crazy. So timers were set by the parents and periodic phone calls were made in an attempt to stay connected. For the next few years, we convinced our parents to book the same camping weeks at Darien, and those weeks were the highlights of our summers. I can only imagine how wonderful that was. We kept in touch throughout our high school and college years and reconnected at the end of our time in college. I was in a car accident and broke both bones in my left forearm, and Clay came to Cornell from McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, to visit and help out as I recovered. 2 years later, on a visit I made to Brampton, Ontario, where Clay lived, he took me ice skating in a beautiful town park and proposed the Can-Am Connection. When we planned our honeymoon visit to Antigua and Aruba, in order to leave the country, we needed to obtain a resident alien card for Clay at Customs and Immigration in Buffalo before leaving. Without it, Clay would be legally deporting himself. During this process, we had to prove that ours wasn't a marriage of convenience and that we, in fact, did truly know and love each other. My complete scrapbook of all the letters and pictures over the years dating back to age 12 was just the proof they needed. I was a teacher at Cosgrove Middle School in Spencerport when we got married, and Clay was hired as a long-term sub and eventually was hired full-time. Coincidentally, we were not on the same team, but our classrooms were beside each other, and we had some fun answering students' questions at the start of each year. Mrs. Sabko, did you know that there's a Mr. Sabko right next door to you? As middle school teachers, we both enjoyed ending each other's year in the last day of school with a great summer. You never know, you could end up meeting your future spouse. So it's a great conversation, and we have him on the phone now.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Deb?
This is Deb.
Deb Sabko. Is that how I say your name, Deb?
That's exactly correct. Thank you so
it's
much.
Tony and Christy at Warm on a 1.3 calling to say Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
We put a bunch of stories up on the Warm on a 1.3 Facebook page, and you just blew the competition away with your story.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if you saw.
We're not even on Facebook. So.
Oh, so she didn't see. So
you had 147 likes. The next closest was 69.
Oh, all my goodness.
I know.
That's incredible. Oh, my goodness.
The story of you and Clay. You met your husband, Clay. Where is it? Darien Lake?
Yes,
at the campground.
Right here next to me.
Oh, hi, Clay.
Hey, Clay.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And you guys have been together since you're 12 years old?
Well, we met the summer before 7th grade. We were 12, and it just so happened, as fate would have it, that our families were camping across the street from each other. And it was just like a classic 80s love story.
Yes.
So
you know,
awesome.
I had like the high hair and the Swatch watch. I was rocking, you know, rocking the 80s jams.
Oh, yeah.
I love how you say in your stories that I hid my Swatch watch behind my back and casually asked them for the time. It worked. And the summer of love happened. I mean, a just wonderful story.
It was a lot of fun.
I bet it was.
Really, the rest is history. The toughest part was keeping in touch. But yeah. We visited each other over the years for, you know, milestone 16th birthdays and graduations. And we kept in touch and reconnected again in college more seriously. So
wow, just remarkable. The Can-Am connection.
Yep.
Now, you were from Canada, Clay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, just outside Toronto.
Yeah, my goodness, what an amazing story, and congratulations. Now, here's what you're going to get. You got a nice dinner for two at the Erie Grill, complete with a wine pairing, chocolate-covered strawberries, and champagne, and I'm going to throw in a romantic stay at the Del Monte Lodge.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so awesome.
We are so excited. We have never won anything on any contest, ever.
Well,
we are so low-key, we would not plan something like this for a Valentine's Day or an anniversary. We've kind of put ourselves last a lot, so it's incredible to be able to do this. Thank you.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
And we thank you for listening to Warm on a 1.3. And I ask you, because I ask everybody, do you know what you say when you win stuff from Warm on a 1.3? Ooh, they don't, which is okay.
Yeah.
Not a prerequisite. I'm going to teach you, because you never know, it might happen again. You say, hey, did I win or what?
Oh, yes, of course. Okay, we'll say it together.
Go ahead.
Hey, did I win or what?